to date.
It is the 18th.
18th of February in the year 2000, and present is Senators Lehman, Kelly, Miller, and Ellis, and we have in front of us today, for the purpose of calendaring, Senate Joint Resolution Number 27, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to revisions of the state constitution and providing that a court may not change language of proposed constitutional amendment or revision. And Senator Pierce has joined us, so we have a full committee. There is a motion. Is there objection? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Senator Ellis.
No.
Senator Lehman.
Yes.
Senator Miller.
Yes.
Senator Pierce.
Yes.
Chairman Kelly.
Yes. So by vote of 4-1, SJR 27 will be calendared. Any further business come before the Rules Committee? Rules Committee adjourned. May please come to order. It is 11:50 on February 22nd in Betty's room. We have present today Senators Lehman, Tim Kelly, Mike Miller, and Ellis. And we have in front of us Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 15 relating to Alcohol Birth Defects Awareness Week.
Mr. Chairman, the sponsor has a proposed amendment that was requested by the Advisory Board on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse. Our committee staff has it in writing. It's not controversial. So as soon as he passes those out, I'm going to move to amend the resolution to include what's on your sheet. And again, it's at the request of the advisory board. They felt this was important to make this request. So, Mr. Chairman, I would move inclusion of Amendment Number 1 in the resolution.
I don't quite understand the amendment. Treatment prior to conception. Treatment prior to conception. Who are we treating? Senator Lincoln. Just sit there.
Okay.
What kind of treatment?
Actually, I had this for the HESC committee and forgot about it. They wanted us to make sure that we had treatment within the resolution, and that was not a part of it. So what they're saying here is that they want prevention measures to be taken, that education for women who are prone to drink and have the treatment before they start a family.
If pregnant women seek medical treatment, they can become educated and talked out of abusing substances and have a healthier pregnancy.
Well, they want treatment prior to conception, and that's exactly why they said this, but it's for women who are addicted either drugs or alcohol, that they know more of what the results might be if they get pregnant.
Okay. So early education. And
I would have thought education would be a better word than treatment, but Senator Ellis, do you want to move?
I did, but I'll move it. I move Amendment Number 1.
Is there objection? That objection, Amendment Number 1, is adopted. Bill, that'll be a committee substitute. Is there a motion on the resolution?
Move to the board.
Is there objection to moving the committee substitute out of committee? Without objection, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 15, as amended with a committee substitute, will be moved from the Rules Committee. Thanks, Senator. Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 194, Resolution and Act. Resources, an act relating to the Alaska Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve.
Yeah. Move the report from the committee for calendaring at the chairman's discretion.
Does anybody know anything about this?
Nope. That's what I read.
I mean, we're not creating a whole new preserve, are we?
No, it's the one that's already there at Haines. We actually created this one about
10 years ago or so.
Dave?
Actually, it's this identified. It's more about a land exchange. Somebody thought they had a piece of private property. This monument is better than my property. Well, highway department came through with a highway tank and said, no, that's not your property. It's right there where the river's taken away. Well, so he went to the DNR and said, hey, you guys, this monument, that property, I want to give you my property. I thought, always thought I had. Well, the property is subsequently put in the Bald Eagle Reserve. This bill, that's the commissioner reclaim of property that's in the Bald Eagle Reserve. In essence, taking state land. That's the deal.
Is there any opposition? Has there been a deal struck?
It's supported by the advisory committee, the Chilcat Bald Eagle Reserve advisory committee, supported by the commissioner, and that it's permissive language. The commissioner of the land may do this. For some reason, they have to come to the legislature to take this land out of all the buildings that were try and make some rectification here.
Okay. Has there been a motion made?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there objection to moving the bill? Without objection, committee sets to Senate Bill Number 194. Resources will be calendared. That brings us to
our old friend.
May substitute for Senate Bill Number 176, an act permitting a physical fitness facility to limit public accommodation to only males or only females.
And Mr. Chairman, before we begin with the sponsor staff, I didn't object on the floor to you waived or canceled the public notification notice. I thought that was reasonable in this case. I would just request that we not make that a normal way of doing business, and I know you don't intend to, and just wanted to put that on the record.
Mr. Chairman, just to follow up on the record, and I agree with the Senator. However, we just took prior action on the Senate concurrent resolution, which probably should have fit that bill on an amendment that we just offered by the Minority Leader.
Okay. You want to identify yourself for the record?
Please? Record. My name is Chris Noss. I'm a legislative assistant for Senator Drew Pierce. In regards to the CS for Senate Bill 176, on the bill line 7, we have deleted... if a reasonable alternative does not exist to protect those interests. Actually, Senator Halford brought to Senator Pierce's attention that the prior wording was a little confusing, and also it opened the door for litigation. For example, the Human Rights Commission filed an action against a business owner wishing to open a single-gender gym that it would and felt that there was no reasonable alternative, that it would, every case would end up in court. So basically what we're trying to do, that was one reason. The other reason was that a reasonable alternative can be a double-edged sword, meaning that are we talking about a reasonable alternative for the privacy interests at stake, or are we talking about a reasonable alternative if there's a co-ed gym in, for example, a rural community, is there a reasonable alternative to that? So basically the wording on it was a little sketchy. So,
is there a motion for the adoption of the Rules Committee substitute?
Move that the rules, proposed rules, yes, be the working document before this committee.
Is there any objection? Without objection, I'm assuming we just adopted the Rules Committee substitute. Is that what you want to do, Senator Lehman? Or?
Yeah, well, I did, and then I was just going to object just for question, and that is, Chris, is there any good reason to include the words after the word females to protect the privacy interests of its users? Is there any really good reason that is in there? Now, I assume that means now an owner of a facility would have to demonstrate the reason for the exclusivity would be for the protection of privacy interests.
Right, and that's what...
And others. It seems to me that if you're worried about lawsuits, a cleaner way may be just to delete the last, what is that, about 8 words. Have you thought about that? Talked about it? Is that something that would make it better? Or would
we discussed
make it more litigious?
The chair, Senator Lehman, we discussed it with Tam Cook quite extensively on on basically what would bring this into court and how would the decision would be made. And the decision that she thought would be made was based on the privacy interest. So I don't know if that answers your question or...
I'm going to remove my objection, but I just raised the question, and yeah, I'll just say that we called Pam this morning, and I wasn't totally satisfied with her answer on this one either. I thought it was, she's usually pretty good with her legal analysis, and I thought this was a little bit mushy.
Okay, right, and she did say that this.
To Senator Lehman, do you think that the inclusion of the words to protect the privacy interests of its users creates a burden on the physical fitness facility owner to prove that that's why he or she's limiting to a single sex in their facility?
If we're trying to discourage litigation on these issues by deleting the other language, I'm just wondering if deleting the rest of this will help or if that creates... creates a standard that will have to be, I think it will have to be met. Somebody will have to show that, show those interests to create the separate clubs or whatever they do.
Mr. Chairman, also, the reason that we actually put in the if its users, if a reasonable alternative does not exist, was that we, actually with Labor and Commerce staff, we looked at what other states had done, other state legislatures, and in their wording, and actually, a couple states that wording was included in there, just as like an exception to that. But it doesn't seem to, it seems to be more of a confusion.
I was kind of hoping that we would get some resolution today. More confusion. However, I would feel comfortable moving it out of committee and then putting it on Thursday's calendar again. Anybody that interested, they'll have another day to be able to take a look at it. So, we have adopted the committee substitute. Is there a motion to move this bill out of committee, please?
Move to report for calendaring, committee substitute for Senate Bill 176, rules at the chairman's discretion.
No objection. Without objection. So done. Rules committee adjourned. It's noon in Betty's room, and President and Senator Tim Kelly, Mike Miller, and Johnny Ellis. We have in front of us committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 9, Resources Amended, relating to Take a Young Person Hunting Week.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we calendar House Resolution, Concurrent Resolution Number 9 at your discretion.
No objection. Without objection, so done. Let the record show that Senator Lehman has arrived just in time, I suspect. So we have Senate Bill 123, an act relating to public interest litigants and to attorney fees, and amending Rule 82, Alaska Rules of Civil Procedure. Senator Miller.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we calendar Senate Bill 123 at your discretion.
Object.
There is an objection. Would the Secretary please call the roll?
Senator Ellis.
No.
Senator Lehman.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So by a vote of 3-1, Senate Bill number 123 will be calendared. Any further business come before the Rules Committee? Rules Committee adjourned.